Shabbos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Beis. The next Mishnah is from the most difficult Mishnah to understand the Shabbos, not because of the lomdus, but because we're not so acquainted with the Mitzius. Of course, the best thing is to see a diagram that I can't provide in audio shir, but just to understand that the weaving machine is a complex operation with pieces going back and forth, and the yarn has to be stretched onto a frame in order that the process should take place efficiently. And the ring that's attached to the weaving machine, where the thread is put on, the thread, the yarn, the raw materials put on, in order to start the process of combining those two threads into one finished product, or the beginning of, at least the beginning of a beged, that's called oiser shtei batenirin, where two are stretched out. It's called nayor. And setting up two rings in tandem together that they should function to weave together, even though the product is not until you pull them tight. So the truth is that the av of all these malachas, that the shear is bishtayim, like we spoke out in the previous mission, is oirik, because that's the main malacha. The shtei batenirin is really a preliminary stage before oirik. Still, the shear v'chshivus of two threads being put together into one textile is shtayim, so that's the same thing over here. Shtei batenirin on a regular loom, on a weaving machine. Keirus is something different. The weave is like more like a basket weave. Not sure I understand either one, but the process is a little bit of a different. It's what's called sivadeko, where they had pieces of hard material woven into some type of straw get together. But that's my idea is the same. Nofo is a sieve that was also produced with a crisscross pattern, and because of that it had to be put into the machine in order to make into the frame that stretches out those threads in order to turn it into one weave. Bikvara is the same idea. Kvara is also another type of sieve. Bisal, weaving a basket, also goes through the same process. Chayiv, what's the shear? Shtayim, that's the yisod of the Mishnah. The same thing is true when we're talking about sewing. Sewing, we're not talking about a weaving machine. We're talking about sewing is stitching it together with needle and thread. Teufel shtei tviros, again, the shear is the same. Stitching two threads together turns it into the very beginning of a beged. So that's the process that you're making over here. Teufel shtei tviros. The last case is the interesting case. We pointed out when we learned the Mishnah in Klal Gadol that koireya can't be a malacha for itself because it's a maisa kilkul. So koireya has to be al menas litvor. Again, the fact that the shir shtei tviros, that's the same thing like we're saying in all these mishnayos. The chiddush over here is the koireya al menas litvor. We'll have to see more about that in the next mishnah. Mishnah Gimel. Hakoireya b'chamosoi v'al mesoi. Here it gets a little bit complicated. L'chor, like we said, the only koireya which is chayiv is only a koireya which is a productive activity. A career that creates something. Marshall, somebody rips something into two usable pieces. For instance, opening up a bag in a way where now two things that used to be one are ripped into two usable pieces. That's a career. It's not almanas litvar, but it's almanas. It's a ticket, not mekalkel. Another poshita example of this would be toilet paper. It's on a roll, you can't use it. If it's ripped, so that's already something that could be used, and that would be a malacha deraisa, a serious shadow. Well, you can't rip toilet paper on Shabbos, even b'mokum kovet abriyos, the ripping is deraisa. The only way to do it is using it while it's still on the roll, and setting up a groma where the flush will then rip it off. It's a groma, but a groma b'mokum kovet abriyos would be mutter, as there's stated in Poskim. Hakereh b'chamosoi v'almeisa. We have a case where a person rips something because he's taking out his anger. Old-fashioned punching bag. Or, Rachmon Tzlan al-Mesoy has a chi of kriya, and he rises kriya to be mekayim the din of kriya. V'chol ha-mekalkalin, anybody who's doing a malach of ripping in any form, somebody punches down a wall because he's mad, so he punches the wall as hard as he can, the wall crumbles. It's soiser. He's destroying a building. Certainly not metakin. Punching a gaping hole in a wall is not a melacha. So since it's a mekalkel p'turin, lemaisa the Gemara goes back and forth on this din. He says the din of Al-Mesa, the Gemara says, is not Al-Mesa where he's Mechuyiv Rachman Al-Tlan, one of the Shiva Kroivim, that a person's Mechuyiv to rice Kriyon. It's talking about somebody wants to rice on somebody Mitoch Tzar, but he's not Mechuyiv. If he'd be Mechuyiv, he's Mekayim Adin. It's Tikkun. Something he's Mechuyiv to do. If it's Tam, he's doing an act of destruction, an act, even if it's done legitimately, Mitoch Tzar, it's a destruction, not Mekayim Mitzaseh. That's what we're talking about. L'maisa, the Mishnah understands to be an act of destruction. Even though for him, he's getting out his anger, that's not constructive, that's destructive. The Rambam L'maisa Paskin's not like the Mishnah. The Rambam Perek Yud Hilcha Shabbos holds that somebody who does a kilkul ba'ifin where it's mishachea chamosoi, where it lets go of his anger, for him that's constructive because he can get out what's bottled up inside. No. Either hold of that type of psychology, you don't hold of it, but L'maisa the Rambam holds that it's constructive, and the halacha is that you potter. How do you argue on a Mishnah? So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara, and the Rav HaMagid has an arichus, not on the din of Korea, but a similar discussion, Perek Chesel Cheshabes, Legabi Choyvul Chaveri, somebody who punches somebody else in the nose, there's a malach in that too, and over there also, it's Mekalkul. The only choyvel which l'choyra is not a mekalkel is mila, or a shchit of an animal, is netilas neshama in a constructive way. But stop punching somebody in the nose is certainly destructive, but it's mishachei chamosoi. So for him it's constructive. Over there, the Rav HaMagid goes through the braisa and whether that would be the tchiyah of the Mishnah. L'maisa, the Rav says over here, doesn't bring the Rambam, but he says, misnisin idchayaleh. This Mishnah is not la'alocha. Says Reb Kivega, hold on 1 second. Even if you want to argue on the Gemara, and you want to argue on the Mishnah, and you want to say that doing something constructive, l'shem chamosoi, to be moitziv, chamas ha-melech shoychocha, like it says in the Megillah, is constructive, but it's still a malocha shein etzvicha legufa. The Rambam can only pass now, because the Rambam l'shitose, the malocha shein etzvicha legufa is chayv. But l'maisa, there are many tanoim. Reb Shimon holds Malach Shein Tzvicha L'Guf as Potter. We've had many times. So Mevel Lefi the Tanur Reb Shimon Avada the Mishnah is Yalla Halacha. So don't say the Mishnah is Loy LaHalacha. Just say that the reasoning for the Mishnah of Achol HaMekalkalin and Kareh B'Chamos is B'Chlal HaMekalkalin. That's not LaHalacha. It's a Misakin, but it's still, you wouldn't be Chayiv because Malach Shein Tzvicha L'Guf. We'll just point out in the context of this Shmuz, of whether getting out anger is constructive or destructive, the Gemara goes off into a whole fascinating discussion, famous raid of Kol HaKoyes Kiloi V'Avodah Zarah, letting out anger. That's constructive for a Yid to have to express anger? Destroying something in anger, is that a Yiddish Amidah? So does that make it destructive, or does that still allow it to be constructive? That's part of the Shmuz over here. The other Shmuz is, L'Gabi Korea Al Mesoi, which is destructive, the Teis Yom Tov goes off into a similar shmuz, of the Mishnah in Brocha says that at the end of time, when Mashiach comes, Keshem Shemavorchin ala Tov, Kach Mavorchin ala Ra. So really, we know that everything the Rebbeinu Shalom does, Kol Ma'adovid Rachmanu L'Tavovid. So there is no destruction in this world. Everything the Rebbeinu Shalom does is constructive. And we're mechuyiv to follow suit, to recognize the constructivity. Destruction, in order to commemorate what we think is destruction, is a hepech of the way the Rebbeinu Shalom runs the world. Shai. That's also a madrega, and it could be it's not a madrega of today, and it could be that fact is also into how we define the maisa that's being done over here. The maisa, the Mishnah adds one more point, and that is hamekalkel, amenas l'taken. If somebody's mekalkel, amenas l'taken, where the malocha is constructive, shiuroi kimitaken. Since that's the malocha, that has to be the shear of the malocha as well. So moichik, erasing almanas lichtoiv is moichik shtei oisis. Almanas lichtoiv shtei oisis. Same idea.